From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. At least 95 people were killed in a series of bomb blasts in Baghdad today. Hundreds were wounded. It was Iraq's bloodiest day of the year so far. In Washington, the Obama administration condemned the violence. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The blasts were caused by truck bombs set off near the foreign and finance ministries in Baghdad. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the attacks show, in his words, how far extremists will go to wreak havoc. Still, Gibbs says the number of attacks is at or near an all-time low, adding there are always those who believe in violence. U.S. troops have withdrawn from Iraq's cities and turned over security to the Iraqi army June 30th. Gibbs says the U.S. will continue to assist Iraqis defending their country until all U.S. forces have withdrawn from Iraq, scheduled to be completed in 2011. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The White House.
The White House is denying suggestions that President Obama has given up on seeking bipartisan support for a health system overhaul. The New York Times quoted White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel saying the Republican leadership was more interested in political goals than in fixing the country's health insurance system. Spokesman Robert Gibbs today said that doesn't mean the president is no longer seeking Republican input and support. Meanwhile, Illinois Congressman Jesse Jackson, representing Chicago's far south side and suburbs, hosted a forum on health care last night and encountered an audience that strongly supports a public health care option. NPR's Cheryl Corley has more from Chicago.
This town hall meeting was decidedly different than others. Instead of outbursts and disruptions, the audience during Congressman Jackson's gathering Tuesday night was exceedingly polite. Some in the crowd came forward to talk about their struggles with diseases and their battles with insurance companies for payments. Congressman Jackson said he wanted to debunk what he called the myths surrounding health reform legislation. Then he asked this question.
Why don't we all, with a round of applause, express our support for public option as a necessary requirement, of meaningful health care reform for all Americans.
It was a standing ovation from most in the room who said the health care public option should not be eliminated. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
The mayor of Milwaukee held a news conference today, his first since being beaten at the Wisconsin State Fair Saturday night. With a large gash on his face and a shattered hand in a cast, Tom Barrett said he had attempted to help a woman and her one-year-old granddaughter before realizing the presence of what he said was a very agitated young man. Police have arrested a 20-year-old suspect. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 61 points to close at 9,279. The Nasdaq picked up 13 points to close at 1,996. This is NPR News. The federal government is calling for businesses to be ready for the expected return of the H1N1 swine flu virus this fall. NPR's Joanne Silberner has details.
At a press conference today, Commerce Secretary Gary Locke said that employers need to let workers know that they should stay home if they have chills, coughs, or other flu symptoms.
In America, we love to praise the Puritan work ethic, and with reason. But this fall, it would serve the country better to praise common sense and responsibility.
Companies should not require notes from doctors after sick leave. That would overburden the healthcare system, Locke said. Businesses should stay in touch with local health departments, and right now they should review or establish plans for recognizing and limiting flu spread and let their employees know what the plan is. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge has given the U.S. Army the go-ahead to incinerate aging and leaking chemical weapons. The Kentucky-based Chemical Weapons Working Group had filed a lawsuit arguing the incineration of explosives filled with deadly chemical agents would spread toxic emissions. Today, the judge ruled the group had failed to prove the capability of alternative methods. Life expectancy has reached an all-time high in the U.S. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says based on data from 2007, men on average are living to 75.3 years, women to 80.4 years. The CDC credits drops in mortality rates for several leading causes of death, including flu, heart disease, and cancer. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.